AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Several thousand residents of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, have left their homes tonight as floodwaters begin to spill out of the rising Cedar River. The river's expected to be at about 7 feet over flood stage on Tuesday. Sandbagging and beams are being put into place. Police are trying to learn what prompted a shooting tirade Friday that left five people dead in Washington state. That suspect, 20-year-old Arkin Chaitin, is in custody. A neighbor, Amber Cathy, called him creepy and says she tried to avoid him.
I didn't feel safe, and I even put a taser on my desk right next to my door.
It came in as the report of a hostage situation at a Starbucks in Las Vegas. It ended today with one person dead and a suspect under arrest. Police say apparently there was an argument inside. The candidates are prepping for tomorrow night's first presidential debate. It's at 9 p.m. on Long Island. Today, both met separately with the visiting Israeli prime minister. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he doesn't agree with Donald Trump's claim that the nation's inner cities are in the worst shape they've ever been.
I don't see it that way. That's not how I would describe it. But I'm glad he's actually going into these communities and trying.
Ryan spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. About 100 protesters took part in a rally before the Carolina Panthers game today, chanting against the shooting of Keith Lamont Scott by police. Security was heavy. Things remained peaceful. The Florida Marlins are mourning the loss of a star player and beloved athlete. Jose Fernandez was killed in an overnight boating accident. Team President David Sampson.
There is no words to describe how this organization feels. Jose was someone who we've known since he was a drafted young man.
Having escaped from Cuba as a teen, Fernandez was just 24 years old. This is AP Radio News. A 9/11 hero, a firefighter, was honored today in the annual Tunnel to Towers Run in New York City.
That firefighter, Stephen Siller, ran through the tunnel that day in full gear to get to the towers and died. On this day, New Jersey firefighter Megan Farrow was running her eighth tunnel race with her gear on in his honor.
You want to complain that it's hot and there's a lot of people, but you think what he did, and he ran through that with his full gear, everything he had, and he didn't come back. You get through pretty easy.
And in the spirit of giving, runners from New Jersey who had their race canceled last Saturday because of a pipe bomb got to participate in this one for free. At the Tunnel to Towers race in Lower Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The grand marshal of today's annual Muslim Day Parade in New York, Kaiser Khan, the Gold Star Father who spoke at the Democratic National Convention and offered to lend his copy of the Constitution to Donald Trump. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.